chances are someone you know and love is living with the effects of violence.
My daughter was truly my best friend. In every way, I mean that in the most sincere. She was the shining light in my life. She was the reason I got up. She really was my everything.
Well, she was precious like a flower. She grew wild, wild, but innocent.
Well, September 24th, it was, I don't know what it was. I was watching the news and I had a special phone I bought in Los Angeles so that my daughter could call me free. So I had this phone that I carried around all the time just for her to call me. It rang at 2 o'clock and I thought, she's calling. And the guy at the other end said, it's Detective so-and-so. I hate to tell you this, but your daughter has been murdered. My life changed instantly, forever.
She laid her heart and soul right in your hands. You stole her every dream and you crushed her plans. She never even knew she had a choice. And that's what happens when the only voice she hears is telling her she
boy. You have a man who's really obsessed about you. You think it's love. Mm-hmm. You think he cares about you, and I'm sure Jocelyn thought that. But really, it's an illness. And the speculation is that he either broke in, had a key to get in, but he ended up there. Now, we couldn't, when we went there to get her stuff, I mean, the room is a complete war zone. Everything's like a blur. It's not something I can really relate to, but there was blood everywhere. She was stabbed 54 times.
Oh my God.
Well, she laid her heart and soul right in your hands. And you stole her every dream and you crushed her plans. She never even knew she had a choice. And that's what happened.
There isn't literally a time in the day that I don't think about Jocelyn. I often tell Jocelyn, be careful of strangers, be careful when you get in the car, be careful when you go to the underground parking lot, be careful on the subway. But not once, not one single time did I say to her, be careful of the men that are in your life. In order to keep Jocelyn's memory, her spirit, her love of life, her talents, her beauty, the way that she helped people, I will have to be her voice. She can't speak anymore, but I just refuse for Jocelyn to be silenced. She just had too much to offer.
You stupid boy.
All of us are just one incident away from this touching us. The ones that you think are your friends, the ones you think will be there for you, those are the ones we never warn them about. And unfortunately, it's the people in these women's lives that are the ones that hurt them the most.